A prominent British medical journal is calling on the government to outlaw the possession of tobacco as the best way to curb deaths due to smoking-related illnesses. The challenge came in an editorial in Friday's edition of The Lancet, one of Britain's leading medical publications. It said the government of Prime Minister Tony Blair should outlaw tobacco in order to drastically cut the number of smokers. The deputy editor of The Lancet, Astrid James, told British Radio the proposal should not be dismissed as too radical.
I think the government has shown that it's introduced legislation on other issues. For example, on Monday it introduced legislation to ban the use of mobile phones while driving. That's in the face of 20 deaths over 5 years. We're talking about 120,000 deaths a year.
The chief executive of the Tobacco Manufacturers Association, Tim Lord, said smokers are well aware of the risks and should be free to make their own choices.
There is not an individual in this country who doesn't know the health risks associated with smoking. 15 million people choose to smoke. That's 26-27% of the adult population.
The government health ministry had no immediate comment on the Lancet proposal, nor has the government responded to a call last week from the Royal College of Physicians to ban smoking in public places. Economists say the government would suffer a big revenue loss if tobacco were outlawed. Britain takes in about $16.5 billion a year in tobacco taxes, while it spends a little over $2.5 billion on health care for ailing smokers. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.